You remember any of the kinds of toys you had and so forth when you were a child? Oh, I tell you what did you do for fun? Well, did you have any kind of homemade toys around?
Yes, we made out paper dolls and homemade wagons. And we just made little, got wheels and made wagons, and we had a wagon hill in the woods, and we would tie a rope to the front wheels. Usually the wheels came off an old abandoned coaster wagon. Mm-hmm. And you could steer by the front wheels, and the back wheels were stationary. We'd ride down the hill in a coaster wagon, a homemade wagon with boards and...
Mm-hmm. Ever take some rope or something and tie it to a tree?
Yes.
What'd you have?
Made a swing, used a piece of board for the seat. And sometimes we would find an old abandoned tire, automobile tire, and make a tire swing. But usually our favorite things were playing in hopscotch or climbing trees and going to the branch that we called a little stream. We called it a branch, and making dams and miniature parks and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see. Did you ever maybe take a long piece of board and put it over a stump and go up and put it?
Oh yeah, we call that a bouncing board.
Hmm. Anything else you call it?
And the seesaw. Hmm. Well, when we put it on a low object, we stood on it and bounced.
Oh, I see.
We had quite a few broken limbs.
So it's different
that.
Really from a seesaw.
Oh yes, very. You sat on the seesaw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you ever go maybe nail it to a stump and go round and round? What you call that?
We call that a flying jenny.
Flying jenny. Mm-hmm. Anything else anybody ever called that?
No, not that I remember.
Yeah. And if you saw two boys and they were all sitting and going up and down, you'd say they were doing what there?
They're seesawing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's see. You mentioned coal. You said sometimes if you had coal, you would use that in your fireplace. What'd you carry coal in?
A scuttle.
Mm-hmm. Another kind of vehicle, we talked about buckets and so forth, the kind of vehicle you might have used on the farm, you still probably use it today, might have one wheel and two handles, you push
it. A wheelbarrow.
Ever hear anybody call that anything else?
Other than a barrow.
Ever hear it called a Georgia buggy?
No, I haven't.
Never heard that? Uh-uh. Let's see. And you mentioned automobile a few minutes ago. Anything else that people call that?
Just a plain car.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Which is more common word around here?
A car.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. You mentioned, we mentioned the oil before. What did you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Just kerosene. Mm-hmm. And did you ever have a makeshift lamp, maybe with a rag and a bottle and...
A flambeau?
Mm-hmm. Were they very frequent?
No, I don't remember, other than using them outside to, for insects. When the insects were bad, the smoke and the fumes, I guess, from a homemade flambeau would help to ward off insects at night.
You mentioned the word tire a few minutes ago. What do you call the inside part of the tire there?
With the inner tube.
Mm-hmm. You ever use those to swim here?
Oh, yes.
What were some of the... You mentioned, did you do things like swimming? You remember anything about that from...
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. We would go to what we call the swimming hole at the creek. It was a creek that ran through the woods near us, and it was called Big Creek. And we had a swimming hole, and we would tie a rope in a tree and swing off and drop into the water. And our older brothers always had to go with us and to accept the times that we slipped off and went, you know, and our mother didn't know it. Mm-hmm. And we used the inner tube and would jump in the water and jump in the inner tube or float around on it. Mm-hmm. And then occasionally see a water moccasin and everybody would remove themselves from the water.
Yeah, no uncertain terms.